garden. Her voice is as smooth as a pearl, introducing Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves, from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she saves. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. It's a day to write your name on Tootsie's Wall of Fame.
You are listening to WFMU 91.1 FM and the Honky Tonk Radio Girl Show. My name is Becky, and I'm here every week from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesdays to play country music for you. And as Mr. Five Ash mentioned, for the next 3 weeks, I'll be on for 2 hours a week. Also playing blues music for you, before we do my show. So I'm very excited about that. I love having a little change of pace and hanging out with you for 2 hours. Let me restart that record. By the way, we are listening to Tootsie's Orchid Loungers, who were the house band for Tootsie's in, Tootsie's Orchid Lounge on Broadway in Nashville, which I did visit when I went to Nashville last time. Place where a lot of people got started, most notably probably Willie Nelson. Listen, we have a lot to get through in this show. It's a really sad week, generally, but we'll talk about that in a little while. In the meantime, though, let's listen to some really good country music. We're going to start with Roland Williams and Honky Tonk Angel. You're listening to WFMU.
They call her a Honky Tonk Angel, and maybe it's true what they say. But if she's a honky-tonk angel, I'm the devil who made her that way. didn't intend when I met her to love her and lead her astray. So if she's a honky-tonk angel, I'm the devil who made her that way. Some people have no understanding. They don't realize what they say. They blame the poor honky-tonk angel, not the devil who made her that way. I cannot forget that, oh sweetheart, I promise to marry someday. And if she's a honky-tonk angel, I'm the devil who made her that way. Last night when I talked to my maker, he answered when he heard me pray. I prayed for the honky-tonk angel and the devil who made her that way. And then when I ask his forgiveness, it thrilled me when I heard him say, I'll save the poor honky-tonk angel and the devil who made her that way.
Darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time, just remember that I'm done my guess like any foolish man, and my head stays sort of foggy 'cause you're mine. I recall the first time that I flirted with you, dear, when I jokingly said, come and be my bride. Now that time has turned the pages, it's the sweetest joke on earth that I have you here forever by my side. Gonna hurt me, I've been hurt in love before, only God can know, and time alone will tell. In the meantime, I'll keep loving you with all my heart and soul, and pray God to let it last if it's His will. At me, darling, if I fail to understand all your little whims and wishes all the time, just remember that I've done my guess like any foolish man, and my head stays sort of foggy 'cause you're mine. Thank you.
honky-tonking and bumming around. Gonna get the hoose scalp, but don't get out of town. Duck in the valleys, dodging the crew, looking for a mama with a heart full of blues. I'm a tomcat looking for a place to purr. Don't you see? If you ain't a pussycat, don't you bar me. Sick of blaming lazy, I ain't got no care. I've got a private room down. Looking for horse flesh, beauty and fame. Jelly bean, daddy is my middle name. I'm a tomcat looking for a place to burn. Don't you see? If you ain't a pussycat, don't. Got the sweetest loving that you've ever seen. I'm a tomcat looking for a place to burn. Don't you see? If you ain't a pussycat, don't you bar me.
Music from the honky-tonks, the lonely songs they play. Coming through my window, cause I live not far away. They're tempting me to come back to the things we used to do. But the honky-tonks and lonely songs I left behind when I left you. The nightlife with its parties, that's your style of being gay. Although it meant I lost your love, I couldn't live that way. I hope someday you'll think enough of me and try to change and come away from the honky-tonks back into my arms. Your style of being gay. Although it meant I lost your love, I couldn't live that way. I hope someday you'll think enough of me and try to change and come away from the honky-tonk back into my arms again. Oh, won't you come? It's half a squeeze and half a wiggle. Now you know how, so baby, let's wiggle. Standard brands of fish.
pigeon woo are out of style for me and you. For now we know what real gone love can do. So let's take time while love light shines, for this just meant for two. It's half a squeeze and half a wiggle, now you know how, so baby let's squiggle. I learned about the squiggle one day on the farm. A city-fied gal took me by the arm. She said, follow the leader and you'll understand. You don't need a blueprint to learn this plan. It's half a squeeze and half a wiggle. Now you know how, so baby, let's squiggle. On the sly, for old time folks might satisfy, but when it comes to young'uns in the know, at night or noon, come time to spoon, a squiggle's in the show. It's half a squeeze and half a wiggle, now you know how, so baby let's squiggle. The squiggle was invented a long time ago. A guy and a gal thought romance was too slow, so they put their heads together and the fun began. By experimentation they found a plan. It's half a squeeze and half a wiggle, now you know how, so baby let's squiggle.
Hey there, folks. You're listening to the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program here on WFMU 91.1 FM and WFMU.org. We heard Porter Wagoner with a dance craze. Let's squiggle. Half a squeeze and half a wiggle. Is that what he said? Is that what makes up a squiggle? Anyway. I guess it's not a dance craze, really. Probably referring to something else. But anyway, Into My Arms Again was by George Jones. Bob York with If You Ain't a Pussycat. Don't Be Angry was by Stonewall Jackson and Roland Williams, starting off the set with that great record, Honky Tonk Angel. Let's listen to some more good stuff. Here's Wayne Kemp and Babbling Incoherently. You're listening to WFMU. Just left me standing there paralyzed. Down
particular subject in mind. And if I ain't crazy, then it's a good similarity. I'm just walking around, babbling incoherently. No particular subject in mind. If I ain't crazy, then it's a good similarity. I'm just walking around, babbling incoherently. Yeah, I just been walking around talking to myself. Sure need a mechanic, maybe an operator. Sure need help. Anybody got a hand out?
How do I know when you lie? Been with you so long that it's easy. You look me straight in the eye, and if your lips move, you're telling a lie. How do I know it's a lie? Looking at you plainly tells me you talk like you love me. That's why. When you're talking, you're telling a lie. I know you like a book knows its cover. So, darling, let me give you a tip. If it gives you such a big thrill to fool me, try talking. Just give it away. The minute that you begin speaking, your lips form a kiss and a sigh. And when your lips move, you're telling a lie. Yes, when your lips move, you're telling a lie.
Starts to bore you. Come on back. With- they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down. Underneath, you're still the same. When you learn these things are true, I'll be waiting here for you. As you tumble to the ground, pick me up on your way down. Pick me up on your way down. When you're blue and all alone, when their glamour starts to bore you, come on back where you belong. You may be their pride and joy, but they'll find another toy. Then they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down.
Wow, she's neat.
Go home after school, put my best suit on, borrow dad's car, then I'll be gone. Can't be late, cause I can't make her wait. Well, I'm telling you now, she's the cutest little gal. She's neat. I repeat. She's neat. Don't know what to do without her. All I do is think about her. Stop by her house, say, come on, let's go. Then we'll take off for the movie show. Her perfume wipes away all my gloom. She'd get your pride just to have her by my side. She's neat. I repeat. Don't know what to do without her, all I do is think about her. After the show, then we'll meet the crowd at the soda shop where the music's loud. All too soon, we'll go home, meet the moon. Then we'll kiss goodnight, after that I'll be a sight. She's neat. I repeat. She's neat. Don't know what to do without her, all I do is think about her. Week. Another date with her I'll see. Fight and fight with all my might to make another date for next Saturday night. She's neat. I repeat. She's neat. Don't know what to do without her. All I do is think about
her. She's neat.
She's sweet. Makes the life so complete.
She's neat.
She's sweet. Makes the life so complete.
She's neat.
She's sweet. Makes the life so complete.
She's neat.
She's sweet, makes the life so complete. She's sweet, makes my life so complete. She's sweet, makes the life so complete.
She's neat.
Just my baby and me,
my baby and me.
just my baby and me.
Honkies, you are listening to Honky Tonk Radio Girl here on WFMU. We heard from Chase Webster and Uptown. Before that, She's Neat was by Dale Wright. Pat Zill, Pick Me Up On Your Way Down. And two really awesome all-time records. On Star Day, If Your Lips Move was by Larry Kingston, and sounding very much like Buck Owens, Wayne Kemp, and Babbling Incoherently is such a wonderful name for a song. It reminds me of Unmitigated Gall by Farron Young, written by Mel Tillis, I believe. Okay, we've got some more records to get to. I'm going to play a cover of You Better Move On by Billy Crash Craddock, because that's what this show is all about. You're listening to WFMU.
The hand of the girl I love. You tell me I'm not the man she's worthy of. But who are you to tell her who to love? That's up to her. Yes, and the Lord above. You better move on.
You better move on.
Well, I know you can buy her fancy clothes and diamond rings, but I believe she's happy with me without those things. Still, you beg me, oh, to set her free, but my friend, that will never be. You better move on. I can't blame you for loving her, but can't you understand, man, she's my girl, yeah. And I, Lord, I'm never gonna let her go, 'cause I, Lord, you know that I love her so. Well, I think you'd better go now, I'm getting mighty mad. You asked me to give up the only love I ever had. Maybe I would, oh, but I love her so, I'm never gonna let her go. You better move on.
You better move on.
You better move on.
Party of some friends of mine. Could I help it if my old sweetheart was there? I sat down beside her and we started talking about the times and friends we used to share. She was sitting there and she was feeling lonely, and maybe I was feeling lonely too. And I'm sure we started out with good intentions. You know, it's funny what a memory can do. Then all at once I had my arms around her. It's so funny what a memory will do. Please believe me, dear, that old romance is through. Cause one memory just kept leading to another. And it's so funny what a memory will do. Yes, it's so funny.
Courtroom when the judge said to me, son, I sentence you to 3 years in the penitentiary. So they took me off to prison and the news soon got around. Now that I'm free, I guess I'll never live it down. If I can't live it down, I'll go out around the town and live it up. I've been most everywhere, always on the go, but never going anywhere. I came back home to stay, I thought I'd try and settle down. Folks still call me Rambler, guess I'll never live it down. If I can't live it down, I'll go out around the town and live it up,
live it up,
live it up. I've got nothing to lose and I'll do as I choose. If I can't live it down, I'll live it up. If I can't live it down, I'll live it up.
If you made up your mind, and darling, I don't need to tell you why. You know that I'm not that good at goodbye. Lord, goodbye just makes it harder. do it now. And let me keep a little of my pride. You know that I'm not that good at goodbye. Just let me turn my head while you walk at the door. 'Cause if I see you leaving, I will die. You know that I'm not that good at goodbye.
Hi, everyone. You've been listening to the Honky Tonk Radio Girl program here on WFMU. We heard Jesse Acosta and that bilingual version of I Love You a Thousand Ways. Before that, I'm Not That Good at Goodbye by Mary Kay James. Arizona Weston and the Westerners with Live It Up. Carolina, Charlie Wiggs and the Four Seas did It's So Funny What a Memory Will Do. And we started with that great cover of You Better Move On by Billy Crash Craddock. Now, I kind of alluded to the fact that it's been a very sad week and a sad, also sad 24 hours. But, you know, we found out over the weekend that we lost Jeremy Tepper, which was quite shocking. A person who, and I urge everyone to listen to Michael Shelley's show from the past weekend on it. You know, I can't possibly pay tribute in just a few minutes, but somebody that did, you know, more for this music that we all love, than most people in this universe, and just a really amazingly nice person. I wouldn't have a show here on WFMU if it wasn't for Laura Cantrell. So my heart goes out to her and, their family and friends, and so many of us at WFMU are their friends. And so I will play a world famous Blue Jays song. But also in the last 24 hours, learned that James Chance has left us. I had the very great pleasure of getting to DJ alongside James Chance with Jonathan Tobin. Got to see his James Brown nights and got to see him in, you know, great spirits and actually, you know, really winning people over playing saxophone on top of the bar at Home Sweet Home in Chinatown and things like that. So we'll play a James Chance record. And also we lost Willie Mays. And Willie Mays is one of my all-time favorite baseball players. So we'll pay tribute to him too. So let's, let me not talk anymore and let's listen to some music. You're listening to WFMU. We'll be right back.
yourself. Hey, baby, you better twist it.
Come to the game, you're talking about Willie plays all the field.
That's right. He
plays. Let's call Willie and ask him. Call him.
Okay. Hey, Willie.
Yes.
Are you Willie Mays?
Yes.
Whose ball was that?
Why was it?
In left field.
Well, that's Irvin's ball.
I told you that. Yeah. Every time we come to the game, we got to talk about it. The next time I'm going to sit in the grandstand.
Say, hey, fellas, what's your name?
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. When he hits the ball, it's long gone, man. Hits it farther than camp began. Swings the bat like a little lead pipe. When they reach the ball, it's overripe. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swing it at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great.
He runs the bases like a choo-choo train. Swings around second like an aeroplane. His cap flies off when he passes third. and he heads home like an eagle bird. Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie. Say hey,
say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. Yes, he covers center like he had jet shoes. The other batters get the Willie blues. Anything hit his way is out. Man, it just don't pay those guys to clout. Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie. Say hey,
say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey,
say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great.
Hey everyone, that's been the program. Much love to all our dearly departed this past week. We heard, of course, the Treniers and Say Hey, the Willie Mays song, James Chance and the Contortions, Contort Yourself, and Cookin' with Jay by the world famous Blue Jays. I will be back next week for 2 hours. I will be filling in for Matt Fiveash on Weekly World Blues starting at 7 and then be doing my show. I might mix it up a little bit between the two. And I'm going to be doing that for 3 weeks in a row while Matt takes a little break. So I'm really excited about spending 2 hours with you all for a little while. Please stay tuned for tomorrow's filling in for Therese. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Lord Abhorre and Mary Flynn, were both children young. They were scarcely 14 years of age when love between them sprung. When love between them sprung. Now Lord Abhorre was going out one day when his mother came to know. You were going away, my son, she said. You will drink before you go. You'll drink before you go. She's called for a cask of the very best wine, then filled a glass for him. To her falls with her two fingers. She's put strong poison in. She's put strong poison. Said to him,
Let's play.